AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden delivers a primetime speech tomorrow night in Philadelphia. It's being called the soul of the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president takes democracy very seriously and is worried about extremists.
The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
Former President Donald Trump said again today the documents the FBI found at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida were declassified. A filing from the Justice Department said classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room at Mar-a-Lago as part of an attempt to obstruct the federal investigation into the discovery of the government records. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning a failure to place a price cap on Russian oil would hurt the global economy.
Without a price cap, we face the threat of a global energy price spike if the majority of Russian oil production get shut in.
The European Union has decided to ban nearly all oil from Russia by the end of the year. Unless a price cap is implemented, prices will almost certainly spike. Shots could be available soon. The Food and Drug Administration approved a new coronavirus booster vaccine that covers the Omicron variants. A Palestinian detainee held in Israel without charge or trial says he's ending his nearly six-month hunger strike after reaching an agreement to be released in October. A 19-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder in a series of apparently random shootings over roughly 2 hours over the weekend in Detroit that left three people dead, a fourth wounded. Iraqi paramilitary forces killed in heavy clashes with supporters of a powerful Shiite cleric were laid to rest. This is AP News. FBI cyber investigators are going to Montenegro.
Last weekend, Montenegro's Agency for National Security said the country was under a hybrid war at the moment, blaming the attack squarely on Russia, though without providing evidence. Officials say Russia has a strong motive because the Balkan state, once considered an ally, joined NATO in 2017, despite strong opposition from the Kremlin. It has also joined Western recent sanctions against Moscow. Other Eastern European states deemed enemies of Russia have recently also sustained cyber attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say a woman killed while looking out the window of her South Carolina home was intentionally shot by a neighbor shooting at targets in his yard instead of by a ricocheting bullet, as he told investigators. The charge against Nicholas Schuyler Lucas has been upgraded to murder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.